You have your Bible, turn to the 87th Psalm. Psalms 87. The Bible says, His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Selah, you think about that. Amen. Glory. He said, I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyria and Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he rideth up the people that this man was born there. Selah, as well as the singers, as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. I want to preach tonight just a little while out of this, if God will be my help, as we see this, and when the Bible gets to talking about Mount Zion, it's a figure of that heavenly Zion, that place where God presides, amen? And I don't know about you, I get excited when I think about the throne room of grace, the place where God Almighty is enthroned, amen, today, and He has been, He is, and He will be throughout eternity, world without end. God's not ever going to relinquish any of His power. He never gets old and senile. God never gets forgetful. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. I'm glad I'm not in charge of taking care of you, because I might forget you one time. Amen. In the morning or in the night, and get caught up in other things and forget about you for just a second. Not that I would forget about you, but you know what I'm saying. Just to have other things going on where you're not on my mind. But I want to say tonight, in the authority of God's Word, that you are always on God's mind. You know why? Because He cannot forget you. Not for one iota of one second, praise God, that would He forget you. So God has got you on His mind. He's thinking about you. He was thinking about you from the beginning of time to the end of time. You're on His mind. You was on His mind, praise God, when He walked in Galilee. You was on His mind when He hung on the cross of Calvary. You was on His mind, Brother Jeff, when He got up out of that tomb. You was on His mind, praise God, when He walked over to the Sea of Galilee and said, ask Peter them that called anything, you was on His mind. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, if you'll come and follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. You know why He did that? Because you was on His mind. Amen. Glory be to God. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. I think if there's a God of heaven, as big as He is, who would love you and love me, praise God, like He does. Amen. Praise God. He said, a place of His habitation, His foundation, a place, a city of God, and that place is a place of redeemed people. I was thinking about that. I was sitting up there the night in the study, Brother Jeff. I was thinking about a place that God has. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. That right there ought to be enough to make us jump up and go shouting. Praise God. God said He's going to prepare us a place. Well, what a place it'll be. The Bible teaches. Look at Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 18. He speaks on this in this manner. Hebrews chapter number 12 to verse number 18. He said, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Because they said, we can't stand it, because it's come. We know that it's coming from God. And I like it when it comes from God, don't you? A man can give me a whole lot of philosophical stuff, nonsense, but praise God, I like it when they tell me what thus says the Word of God. I like it when they tell me that this is what God says. I like it when they said this is what God says. Praise God, that you can take and apply it to your life, amen, to apply it to my life. I told you before, you can preach it straighter than I can live it, but they'll never preach it straighter than I like it, praise God. I like the Word of God just straight out of the book, amen. I pray God, hey, listen, if a man just got up and read me the Scripture and said, this is what thus says the Word of God, and he was praying, and God was aiming it through his heart to mine, I pray God, I'd get up and go to the house shouting and praising God's glory for his precious Word of truth. Amen. You got a society today that gets mad if you tell them the truth. They want you to tiptoe around patty cake with them and tell them how good they are and all the things that good about them and never tell them, praise God, what thus says the Word of God. What God has to say is the only thing that matters. Amen. But he goes on in verse 20, says, for they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touched a mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Tore Moses up, being in the presence of God. Hey, in order to tear us up, praise God, we get in the presence of God. Hey, it gets real around here. Amen. Praise God, I like it that way. The realer the better, praise God. I like it when the Holy Ghost of God throws the door open, just comes in, praise God, and Brother Cannon just sits down with you, sits beside you, praise God, reaches over and throws his arm around you, goes to massage it on your heart, praise God, till the tears run out of your face and you get to can't help it. Amen. Glory to God. That's the way it'll be one day when we get in heaven. He goes on, verse 22, and says this, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. Now he's talking about heavenly things here. I appreciate the Lord the way he works things out, because when Sis got to singing that song tonight, I knew I was on the right track. You know, you ever wonder if you're on the right page, praise God, and then somebody does something and you know that you're on, going in the right direction. Amen. Not that I doubt God, but sometimes I doubt me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Now the Bible says these angels are they not ministered spirits sent forth to minister those who believe, who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about ministering spirits. You know what's missing in most of our fundamental independent Bible believing churches today is a ministered spirit. Amen. We've grieved them till we've grieved them away. We don't want them no more. We just assume try to do it on ourselves, by ourselves. And we come with a form and a fashion, which Paul said that we need to flee from. Told Timothy we need to flee from a form and a fashion. Praise God, and lay hold on the real thing. Amen. Listen, they ain't nothing out here, praise God, a form and fashion that I want, praise the Lord. If I want anything, I want the real thing. Amen. Praise God. I want the real thing. I want what God's got for me, praise God, the real thing. He said, to the general assembly and firstborn and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Now watch this. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now the Bible tells Abel come with a perfect sacrifice, with the right sacrifice. But God Almighty says, praise God, what Jesus come and the sacrifice that he made was a better sacrifice for a better covenant. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I've got a covenant with God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see God as he's beginning to lay this out for us, and we see the power of his might in it as he began to speak of this heavenly Zion. As then we look at this for a few minutes tonight, I want to look at a couple of things, and I want to preach on this, Brother Charles, for just a few minutes, and I want to preach on this thought, let me tell you what I've got. Let me tell you what I've got. As we look at it, we see the psalmist is writing here, and he's talking about God of heaven, and he's talking about the Zion of heaven. Now, there was a Zion here where the law was given, but there's a Zion of glory where God is given. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't know about the law. I can't keep the law. But I'm glad I've got, I'm glad I've got a God that's down in my soul, praise God. And I couldn't get rid of him if I wanted to. Amen. I can't keep the law. Hey man, I fell miserably. I can't even keep those Ten Commandments. Can you? You said, preacher, you said, well, preacher, I got that covered. Really? Thou shalt not covet? You ain't ever wanted something that somebody else had? Hello? Oh me. Amen. Hey, it's easy to say that, Brother Jeff, but you get out there on the lake in your little bitty skiff, and somebody come by with a big old bass boat. Hey, man, that big 250 on the back, throw it away, you know, high as this building, and you're there in a little old boat with a little 8-horsepower Nissan. Hey, man. Hey, but say, God be the glory. Thank God I got it. It's mine, praise God. I just give God the praise for it. Amen. But to say that we don't come, say that we can keep the law, amen, we lie and deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Amen. But there's a God of heaven that's made us a promise, praise God, that far succeeds the law. Praise His holy name. He tells us here, He said that there's a foundation, praise God, and on that foundation sets a building. Amen. And said the builder of that building is God. Bless His holy name. Amen. God, to build on God's foundation. It's what God's, is the way God, He said His foundation is in the holy mountains. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're going to build a foundation, praise God, it's good to have it in the holy mountains. A holy place. Amen. That way, whenever you go to pray, when you get down to pray, everywhere you pray is a holy place. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to scratch around, dig around like an old hen looking for a worm, praise God, to find a place to kneel and pray if you camped out in a holy place. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, He lays that foundation. Bible said 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11, He said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. He said there's only one foundation. I don't know why we run around all over the world trying to build on every foundation we come on. And we'll come across the foundation, we start trying to build there. We come across the southern, we start trying to build there. And we got foundation here and foundation there. You know what happens when you build foundation here and foundation there and foundation somewhere else? I praise God you never have no permanent foundation. Amen. That's why God said we need to have a permanent foundation. I want to tell you what I've got. Amen. I've got a permanent foundation. My foundation, praise God, is anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He's got, praise God, it's His church. It's people I love, praise God. And I'm anchored, Lord God, according to His will. Looking for God to make a difference. Amen. We see it in the volume of the book is written. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Amen. Why is that, I wonder? You know why God loved it so much? Praise God loves it so much? Because that's where He's welcome at. Amen. God loves a place where He's welcome at. Amen. We've programmed and we've about proved God out. There's a lot of places you come to, you'd have to knock on the door, see if you'd open and let Him in. I kind of like these services we've been having where we got this parking lot, praise God, and we've just been leaving the door open. Amen. So I don't know why we're doing that. Amen. I think about that the day. I know why I'm doing it because I won't be able to come out here and look and see these folks out here. I won't be able to look from the pulpit and see them sitting out here. I hope they just are getting what we're getting, praise God, in a full double dose. Amen. I praise God. I pray. Hey, they're lowering us. He said good things always run downhill. Praise God. I hope and pray, Lord God, that you're getting a whole lot more than we are. I hope it's running down on you, running over on you, spilling over on you. Praise God. You get to can't help it. Amen. The whole neighborhood knows about it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. But let me tell you about what I've got. I've got a place on the mountain, glory to God. A place God said is prepared for me. In the volume of the book, it's written. Now the Bible says in John 4:22 that salvation is of the Jew. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis 1 or 12, 1 through 3. He tells us that God's gracious work comes through the nation of Israel. Amen. He tells us, let me just read that to you. We're living today in a time that people are hammering on Israel. They're a put bad mouth in Israel, putting Israel down. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 12 and verse number 1, he said, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make..." Now notice who's saying this. He says, "I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless..." Who's talking here? Who? God. God the Father. The one that owns, brother Robert, the one that owns it all. He's a speaking to him. He said, "And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." That's what Israel's designed to do, be a blessing to the whole world. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." You say, "Preacher, how do you get a blessing in this world?" Praise God, just get to being a blessing to the nation of Israel. Amen. Get to praying for them and lifting them up. Maybe send them a little piece of money, praise God, to help feed the hungry and the poor. Amen. Praise God. You'll see God open up the portals of glory and pour out a blessing, praise God, that you won't be able to contain it. It'll be pushed down, mashed down, pressed down, praise God, and it'll still be running over. Say, "Preacher, you really believe that?" I believe that. In the days of anti-Semitism, when they're putting down the Jews and trying to destroy them, amen, wanting to get rid of them all over the place, the Bible said, "Be like that in the last days." But he said, "One day in a little while," he said, "they're going to be carried away on the wings of a mighty eagle, praise God, and taken to be a place of safety." And I hope to God that's the United States of America. In the very middle of the name Jerusalem is USA. Amen. I don't think that's a coincidence. But God be the glory. JERUSALEM. Jerusalem. Praise God. Amen. You know what that tells me? God knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. He ain't taken by surprise. Praise God. But the Bible tells us that Israel was designed to be, was a blessing, designed to be a blessing to others. Your Bible, praise God, is a Jewish book. Amen. It's a Jewish book. Amen. Our Savior come through the tribe of Judah. Amen. A Jewish tribe. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about our Savior. I'm talking about your Savior. If you've been born again, Brother Calvin, praise God. He was a Jewish carpenter from a Jewish family. Amen. Had a Jewish mother. A Jewish stepfather. Amen. His father was from glory, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. And when the church, praise God, when the church was born, the Holy Spirit of God fell at Pentecost, praise God. It was the Holy Ghost of God that fell on the Jewish believers that were there. Amen. He fell on Jewish believers, praise God. Bless His holy name. When the church was conceived, when the church was born, I mean, where was they at? They were in Jerusalem, in the upstairs part of the temple, praise God, praying and agonizing and waiting on God to send His Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit of God fell. So what does that mean to me and you? It means, praise God, that God... let me tell you what God has done for me, what I've got from God. I've got a blessed hope and a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that He gave me a place. He's built me a building. He's provided me a book and a roadmap, praise God, so that I can build upon it. And He said it's an unfailing foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a solid foundation because it's on the rock. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, Brother Jeff, you know what it says? He said they was two fellas and they built him a house. And the one built his house on shifting sand. I got to thinking about that, Brother Robert. You ever been to the ocean? Anybody ever been to the ocean? Everybody's been to the ocean, ain't you? You ever been to the ocean? Amen. And you go out there, you wade out a little ways, and you got that sand under your feet. Amen. You feel pretty solid standing there. And then that wave comes in. Hello? What happens? Really? You're standing on it. It washes out from under your feet. Guess what happened? There goes your foundation. Uh-huh. Amen? Hey, listen. No matter how big you are, right, Brother Jeff? Hey, no matter how big, how little. Amen. You're standing there and you got your feet planted. And I mean, that sounds like it's planted, like it's concrete, like it's been rolled down with a steamroller. And you're standing on it, and that wave comes in, and all of a sudden, that sand that was under your feet, praise God, it's just been taken away. And you feel yourself going, amen. See, that's what God's talking about here. He said, listen, there's a foundation that's sure. There's a foundation that's unfailing, praise God, because it's established upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the other fellow built his house upon a rock. And when the rains came down and the waves came up and the rains came down, you know the little children's song, and the waves came up and the house on the rock stood still. Amen. You thought I was going to go, Christ, didn't you? That's what happens to the one built on the sand. But I'm so glad, praise God, that I've got a house. I've got a foundation. I praise God, it's built upon a rock. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not shifting sand. There's too much shifting going on around us. Amen. Too much shifting sand that people's building upon. Here today, gone tomorrow. But praise God, when you build upon a rock, the rock. Amen. Hey, listen, an earthquake might come along and split the rock. But if you build on it solid, praise God, you'll still have two halves. Amen. Praise God. It'll just turn into a his and hers. Amen. But praise God, you'll still be on the rock. Amen. Glory be to God. What I've got, praise God. Let me tell you what I've got. I've got a foundation that's built upon this blessed old foundation of the King James Bible and the Word of God. Amen. That's solid and pure. And true, bless His holy name. Glorious things are spoken of thee, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things. Amen. That foundation, that holy mountain. I've got a foundation in a holy mountain. What about you? Amen. I've got a citizenship that I'm a building. Amen. I'm a building a citizenship. He said, I'll make mention of Rahab and of Babylon, to them that know me. Now watch this, to them that know me. He said, I'm going to make mention to these things, to mention Rahab and Babylon like anybody could forget all that, right? Every little kid that's ever been in Sunday school knows about Rahab and Babylon. Amen. Every little kid that's ever been in Sunday school, praise God, knows. He said, to them that know me, he said, behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Amen. What we see here, we see in our fellowship, some people, have you ever known some people like to brag about where they were born? Amen. I used to be okay with it. They'd say, where's you born at, boy? I said, I was born in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm just as proud. Nowadays, somebody asked me where I was born. I said, Nashville. What? Nashville. Nashville, yeah, it's close enough. Amen. Praise God. But some people like to brag about where they're born. Amen. And that first birth we have, that's an exciting thing. Amen. Mama and Daddy get all excited. Mama and Papa get all excited. Sometimes I think Mama and Papa get more excited about their grandkids than they do about their kids. Amen. And it's a common thing, really. It only makes sense. Because when you have children, then you've got all that responsibility that comes with them, right? But when you have grandchildren, you just get all the fun and excitement without the responsibility. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just get to love them and play with them and spoil them and send them home. Amen. Praise God. But being born, praise God, it's a special thing. It's good. People brag about where they're born. They begin to brag about being born. But praise God, there's not the same blessing that you get from being born the first time as you get from being born the second time. Amen. Yeah, preacher, like Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? Can I enter in my mother's room a second time and be born? Praise God. No, you'd be born again of the Word and the water and of the Spirit, praise God. The Word of God speaks to your heart, praise the Lord, and you say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner, and you're birthed from the Lord's glory. Amen. You're offered into a citizenship, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Hey, what are you saying? Yet your name is written, amen. It's not only on a birth certificate over at the courthouse in Asheville, North Carolina, but praise God, it's written down. The second birth puts it in the portals on the roll book in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's an exciting thing to have your name. Let me tell you what I've got. Amen. I've got a place, a foundation, a shore in heaven. I've got my names written down, praise God, in the roll book in heaven. Praise the Lord, it don't get no better than that. It calls for rejoicing. In Luke chapter 10, verse 20, he said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. People say, well, preacher, I don't... A fellow told me, I said, well, preacher, I just don't know. So I'm a Christian, but I just really ain't got nothing to rejoice about. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. I said, well, think about it. I said, what have you got to rejoice? He said, I just really don't have nothing. I said, is your name written in heaven? He said, well, yeah, I guess so. I said, what do you mean you guess so? Amen. You need to know so. That's what your problem is. You don't know so. If you know so, praise God, you can rejoice and you know it. And praise God, if everything else falls apart, your name's written in heaven. Amen. I'm glad it's written, praise God, and God don't have no eraser. Amen. I hate to be these folks that believe you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. And I asked a fellow one time, I said, "What? Amen, if you're saved and lost again, what did it take to get you lost? It would take the keeping hand of God to reject you. Praise God, and God ain't going to do that. He said, all those you give me, I've kept them. Praise God. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad I don't keep me. That's what's wrong with the world today. Praise God. We think we got to keep ourselves. Amen. You get born again, saved, trusting in the Lord, putting your faith and hope in Him. He said, I'll take care of you. Amen. He said, I'll take out your old habits. And Brother Charles said, I'll put that alarm beacon down in the Holy Ghost of God when you go to messing up. I'll let her go off. Amen. And praise God, that alarm beacon is going off before you say something, before you ever open your mouth. I said, that's why God gives us two ears, so we'll listen twice and only speak once. Amen. And He gives you a gate of pearl, praise God, to keep that in if you have to. He said, well, preacher, sometimes it just comes out. I'll tell you what you do, just wipe down on your tongue. Amen. Bite a hole through it, praise God. You don't forget all about what you're going to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. God be the glory in everything we do. But God said, He said, there's a place. It's through faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we're enrolled in heaven. Amen. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, he said, for our conversation, that's our manner of living, that's our life, praise God. For our conversation is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior. Who is the Savior? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's any doubt about who the Savior is, praise God, you're messed up anyway. Amen. There's only one Savior, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Jesus of Nazareth, the precious Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. What happens? Praise God. He takes us one day to live. Amen. With the Father forever. Praise, that's the hope that we have. Amen. Let me tell you what I've got. I've got a place in the portals of glory. A place called heaven. I've got a citizenship. Praise God. My name's on the roll. Amen. And nobody can take it all. Amen. No matter how much of you don't like me. Hey, praise God. They can't take my name out of heaven. Praise God. Amen. But not only that, but I've got a building on a mountain. Amen. And whose builder and makers is God. Amen. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Holy Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem, you think about it, Jerusalem was an ancient city, and most of the ancient cities, if you go look at them, if you ever go to Israel and Egypt, place like that, all the cities, major cities, are built on some sort of river. Because they didn't have all the eloquence that we have today to pump water 10 or 12 miles, so they had to build them close to water. Amen. They would be built near a river. But the psalmist here, he's not talking about a building by a river, praise God. He's talking about a building, praise God, that makes the water itself, and the water rushes up, amen. It's a spiritual blessing of God. And he says, the most important thing that I have, he said, is that the precious Spirit of God will dwell it up, a rushing up, a coming up out of me. He told us in verse 5, he said, and of Zion it shall be said, this and that of man born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he hath reddeth up the people that this man was born there. Talking about that place of birth, at born, being born again, born, but we were born again. What do you think about that? Have you been born again? Amen. Then you know the Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin. Amen. What I got to tell you now, what I have tonight, praise God, is a new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ that gives me joy down in my soul. It gives me a place, amen, where I can camp out. Amen. He said, as well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. Now, wait a minute. It sounds like there's some rejoicing going on. Amen. This is one city that's not built by a river, but yet it has a flow going through it. And the flow that's going through this city, praise God, it's on a foundation. It has citizenship. That flow is not the waters of this world, but it's the water of the Spirit that God provides every day. Amen. Now you think about the flesh that we live in. And it's good to get stirred up and we say, but boy, I really felt the Lord today. Amen. Ain't that a good thing? Amen. When he just comes by on purpose, we say, pray God, what's going to be like when you get to heaven and that feeling's there all the time? You know, preacher, it's not about feeling. Pray God, you're going to like it when it feels good. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like it when it feels good at the Lord's house. I like it when there's liberty. I like it when there's spirit. I like it when it's real, praise God. When we come together, one mind and one accord to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. The psalmist found his joy in Jerusalem, praise God. That holy city. You know why? Because it's holy city, because it's God's city. Amen. And praise God, what I'm looking for, what I'm longing for, what I've got a promise of is a city, praise God, made of God, whose builder maker's God. It's just right over yonder, just a little ways. I'm a journeying to it, and one day I'm going to enter the portals thereof, and boy, I'm going to have me a time. I'm just going to say tonight, I'm just going to enjoy it and practice till I get there. A place where the spiritual waters, by faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, psalmist says, we'll drink from the river of His presence and be satisfied. You know where that's at? Psalms 36. You thought I was just making that up, didn't you? Amen. I was, and it says Psalm 36. Amen. Verse number 8. And he said, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. Now, it's not our pleasures, the river of God's pleasures. Boy, that'd be one more drink of water, won't it? Amen. We get to drink out of the water of God's pleasures. He said, verse number 9, Psalm 36 says, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. So here in this place, we see we have His pleasure. We'll be satisfied. And the light never goes out. Amen. Sounds like a good place to me. It sounds like a place for me. What I've got, I'll share with you. I've got a place in heaven. I've got a city. I've got a citizenship, and I've got waters that's a-flowing, praise God. Amen. Build a city built upon a mountain of God. The Bible says in Revelation chapter number 20, and I saw a new heaven, 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Can you imagine our city? Can you imagine that place? Can you imagine the place I've got that God's prepared for me? And he said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Let me just say this, and I'm done. We're living in a day and hour that they say this politically correct mess says that we need to bow to people and, you know, bow before people and humble ourselves before people. Praise God. I want to say the only person I'm going to humble myself to is before God, because He is a God and He's real. And one day these knees will bow before Him. Amen. They bow every day before Him and give Him praise, honor, and glory because of what I've got in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a hope on a mountain. I've got praise in my heart. Got a foundation, citizenship, and I've got a mountain, praise God, and a city where one of these days I'm going to be satisfied. The pleasures of God, amen, the spiritual drink that I'll have over there. Well, I like it when I get a cup full on purpose here. Amen. When God Almighty just comes by and just pours us out a big old drink on purpose. You know, it happens pretty often if you get out and get under the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. What happens too many times, we sit back in the very back on the sidelines in the bleachers, and we don't ever get in the game where the action is, where the glory pours out, and we get under that fountain. Amen. We begin to drink deeply of those things of God. Boy, He just begins to bless us on purpose. Even like Brother Robert was saying a while ago, on a Wednesday night, you come in, boy, you just wore out. You've worked hard all day, and it's heat. It'll suck the juice out of you. Amen. I don't know about you, but boy, it just drains everything in you out. But boy, I'm glad you can go home, get you a cold shower, and put you on some clean clothes, and stagger to the car, and make your way up to the house of God. And praise God, when you get in there, the Holy Ghost of God just comes and sits down. Boy, He just grabs you and squeezes you up. Boy, just pulls you plumb full of refreshment. Amen. And praise God, you were tired and you come in, but you go out of here. You may be still tired physically, praise God, but you got a joy down in your soul. You say, you know, preacher, what is that? That's what we've got. That's what we've got. That's what you've got in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, I wouldn't take nothing for it, would you? Amen. I've got it. It's mine. I claim it, praise God. I possess it through the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. Bless His holy name.